I'd like to call the Health and Social Services Committee to order at 3:03 p.m. on Thursday, February 22nd, 2024. And we're meeting today in Davis Concert Room 106 of the Capitol Building. Please silence your cell phone out of courtesy to others attending. And today we just have Representative McCormick and myself. Representative Sadler, and myself, Chair Props. And, oh, they're pouring in. Representative Mina.
For once.
So we have a quorum to do business. And I want to introduce my aide, Riley Nye. Please pass any correspondence to Riley if you want to get it to the committee members. And also our House Records Recorder, Cheryl Cole, and Zach Lawhorn, our teleconference moderator. We are going to have an abbreviated meeting today. But the first item on our agenda is consideration of Governor's appointee, Ethan Arndt, Board of Examiners and Optometry. And we'll be hearing from Mr. Arndt first. And then it looks like we have a couple of people online to testify. So with that, Mr. Arndt, are you with us? Well, that's not working out so well. brief at ease. Back on record, Mr. Arndt, are you with us?
Hi, pardon me. I just got reconnected. Did you call my name, Ethan Arndt?
Yes, Ethan Arndt, yes.
Okay.
Please introduce yourself for the record and let us know why you want to be on the Board of Optometry.
Sure. Let me just say first, my name is Ethan Arndt, and I have been appointed to an optometrist seat on the Board of Optometry. If you'll allow me to briefly outline my work experience and qualifications for you, I'll go ahead and do that now.
Sure.
I'm originally from New Hampshire and attended the New England College of Optometry in Boston, where I graduated in 2010. From there, I opted to do an optional one-year residency program with Indian Health Service located in Chinle, Arizona. And this program had an emphasis on primary care and ocular disease. There I learned the importance of collaboration with other healthcare providers to provide good outcomes for our patients at the hospital. As the program came to a close, I obtained an Alaska optometry license in 2011, thinking I might continue with Indian Health Service to potentially serve in remote areas. Although that did not pan out how I anticipated, I have been able to provide eye care in remote areas such as Togiak, Wainwright, and Point Lay through private means. Over the past decade, I've had the opportunity to work in many parts of the state, including Juneau, Anchorage, Eagle River, Wasilla, and even Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson. I've had many experiences in different optometry practice, including working at a hospital, private practice, and commercial. So it was around May of last year, it was brought to my attention that there was a need for a new board member as the seat was vacated before the term had finished. And I thought this might be a good way to serve and protect the public in my new state. During my residency, we had periodically review of current literature and practices in eye care to kind of create our own protocols to follow in our department. And this is a process similar to creating and following regulations intended for optometrists to practice to the highest standard of care. Having already stepped into the position for several months, I believe I have been helpful and worked with the other board members and licensing examiner. With your approval, I would like to continue to do so. Thank you in advance for your support.
Okay, thank you. And we have two people on the line for public testimony. So I will open public testimony at this time. And we were just joined by Representatives Field and Ruffridge at 208. And I have Carl Suter. Mr. Suter, are you online?
Yes, sir, I am.
And please proceed with your testimony. You have 2 minutes, please.
Okay. Well, thank you for allowing me to speak before the committee. I'm calling in support of Dr. Ethan Arndt being placed on the optometry board. I've known Dr. Arndt for 5 years now. I've worked with him pretty much almost daily during his 5 years. I found his character to be impeccable and his concern for patient care and for optometry itself to be incredible. He would do very, very well helping on the board, in my opinion, and I support him being retained on the board.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for letting me speak.
Okay, and also have Dr. Dawn Harmph. I'm having trouble reading this.
Oh, hello. This is Dr. Dawn Harmph.
Yes, please proceed with your testimony.
Okay, hello. I'm an optometrist from Eagle River, Alaska, and I'm calling in support of Dr. Ethan Arndt in regards to his confirmation hearing. I've been Dr. Arndt's friend and colleague for 11 years, and during this time, I've known him to be an intelligent, kind, and compassionate optometrist. I think that Dr. Arndt would be a valuable addition to Alaska's Board of Optometry, and thank you.
Okay, and thank you for your testimony. And do we have any questions of Mr. Arndt from the committee? Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Always through the chair, Dr. Arndt. How is the practice of optometry in a healthcare facility different in your view from that of a single practice?
Through the chair, thank you for the question. So if we're talking about like a private practice, it can be different in terms of trying to get a good kind of collaboration like I had at working at a hospital. There you can bounce off ideas of other practitioners in different fields, and it's definitely more challenging in a private practice. Sometimes I've had difficulty in a private practice be able to even communicate with an emergency room doctor or try to get like an MRI done for a patient, where if I was working in a facility where we're all in one, it's a little bit easier to kind of gain that access for your patient.
Okay, thank you. Follow-up, Representative Sadler.
Through the chair, and the question I ask of every appointee, what do you see, Dr. Arndt, as the biggest challenge facing the profession of optometry in Alaska?
Thank you. Through the chair, one of the bigger issues with practicing would be access again to specialty care. For instance, when I worked in Juneau, there was very limited specialists, and trying to get my patients, say, for even cataract surgery was very challenging. I had to send people to Seattle, and then just trying to get even people that couldn't financially afford it to arrange that travel form. Certain things like having Medicaid was helpful because it did allow for travel, but other people didn't have the means. And so just kind of access to other care, it was kind of a challenge.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions of Mr. Arndt?
Oh, she's disconnecting. Okay.
Okay, thank you for your interest in serving. And we wish you good luck with your service.
Thank you.
So I'm going to close public testimony at this time. And any other comments from the committee? So with that, the House Health and Social Services Committee has reviewed the qualification of the governor's appointee, Ethan Arndt, to the Board of Examiners of Optometry, and forwards his nomination to the full legislature to consider for confirmation. Signing this report does not reflect any individual's recommendation of approval or disapproval. And we will be signing that form, Riley. Thank you. And is there any other... Well, I'm sorry. We're going to cut this a little bit short. We had some other hearings scheduled for House Bill 275 that has to do with sexual assault examination kits. Second hearing for House Bill 264, Child Trafficking Screening, sponsored by Representative Vance. And we're going to be taking public testimony. And the initial hearing for House Bill 196, Food Stamp Program Eligibility. And we will be meeting on Saturday. And so we will have those on the agenda, hopefully. So with that, the House Social Services Committee is adjourned at 3:14, and